The children were starving in Calcutta, and Mother Teresa had to go begging to ensure that the orphans would be fed. She prayed and considered that her next option would be to go to a baker, but this particular baker hated her. When Mother Teresa knocked at the door and reached out her hands, she said, "Please, give us something to eat." But instead of charity, she was met with derision and anger. And the baker was so furious at her that he actually spat in her hand. Mother Teresa gently wiped the spit from her hand with her sari, and she replied, "Thank you for what you have given for me. Will you give something to my children?" This baker was so shocked by her humility that he sincerely apologized, and he began regularly assisting the orphans. We are invited today in the gospel not just to practice humility, but to embrace the virtue of humility. Jesus says, "Sit at the lowest seat rather than the highest seat, so that you will be honored rather than dishonored." This might be a good practical suggestion, but is Jesus just giving us good dining advice in the gospel today? What is the spiritual nugget? What is the spiritual truth that Jesus is trying to convey? Jesus is trying to communicate to us the deeper reality of things, the deeper reality of heaven. Has anyone ever tried to watch a 3D movie without 3D glasses? It's kind of distorted. You're like, "Oh, it's really hard to see." It's as if, in the same way, our vision has been skewed by original sin, and we're in need of these 3D glasses. But the thing is, we don't realize we need these 3D glasses. We're like, "Oh yeah, it's supposed to be blurry. You know, that guy has two heads, not one." In our world, greatness is measured by power, domination, personal prestige. What Jesus is trying to do is he's trying to help us to put on the 3D glasses of humility, to overcome the blindness caused by pride, to help us to see what the reality of heaven is like. So what is he trying to get us to see? He wants us to see that humility is the law of heaven. When Jesus said, "For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted," Jesus knows this from personal experience. St. Paul wrote of Jesus, "As being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every other name." The incarnation in the birth of Jesus was the most profound act of humility. When Jesus, the Word of God, the King of Kings, was about to be born, he could have chosen to be born anywhere, in a nice palace, in a warm hotel, or in even a warm house. Instead, he chose to be born in the stable. This wasn't just a result of circumstances. He chose to be born in that stable or that cave with those animals. If an angel was able to warn Joseph to free them from Herod's destructive hand, surely an angel could have informed the innkeeper to save one spot for the Word made flesh. Jesus chose poverty. Jesus chose humility to show us on earth what heaven would be like. Did you know that Jesus not only serves us in this life, where he says, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve," but even in heaven as well? Listen to what St. Luke says in chapter 12, verse 37. He's speaking of the servant who's ready for his master. And he says this, "It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, will come and wait on them." God, this is crazy. For some of us, it would be crazy to think that God would wait on tables for us in heaven. But in fact, he had already done this at the Last Supper as well. Yet this is the truth. Humble service is not foreign to Jesus, because service in humility is at the heart of love. And our God is love. And even St. Paul says in our first reading today, that no matter what happens to me, that I know I will be in service to you in the progression of your faith, whether on earth or in heaven. Therefore, Jesus is not just giving us practical advice for dining in banquets on earth. He's modeling and revealing to us what it will be like to dine in the banquet of heaven. He's pulling back the curtain on the mystery that awaits us in heaven, where yes, we will be worshiping and praising God and serving him, but God will also serve us in heaven, and we will serve him and one another in joy and in love.